Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1243. You can't have all of the fitness all of the time. Part 1 by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another edition of Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. Now, today's post is a bit on the longer side, so as usual, I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's hear part one of today's post as we optimize your life. You can't have all of the fitness all of the time. Part one by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. In an ever social world where everyone is posting everything from new workout personal records to new workout clothes, it's easy to get distracted from your own fitness journey. All those results others are getting look so dang good, you find yourself wanting all of them. But distraction is the devil when it comes to reaching and being satisfied by your own fitness pursuits. Desire. We've done it since we were kids. Another kid playing with a toy makes that toy infinitely more intriguing to you. A friend gets a new car, and all of a sudden your car seems not so great anymore. Someone you know hits a squat personal record, and all of a sudden, you want a squat personal record too, when just a moment before, you were content with your goal of accomplish an Ironman triathlon. When we desire a fitness goal, we're desiring not just the end goal, but also how we think we'll feel when we achieve that goal. To see someone else achieving, well, we want to achieve too. We want to be awesome. We want to be accomplished. We want all of the fitness. Consider, though, that the word fitness covers a massive berth of end goals. You can be fit and be as sculpted as a Greek god statue for a physique competition. You can be fit and be unsculpted, but be capable of jerking hundreds of pounds over your head. You can be incapable of moving a massive weight, but you can run 26.2 miles and beyond with relative ease, and that is a form of fitness. You can never run 26.2 miles, but you're fit because you are a technical master in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. These are just four of what is essentially a bottomless well of fitness goals you could select from. The key here is to decide, what do you actually want from your fitness program? Clarity brings quality. You must be clear on what your main goal is and what you want to excel at, whatever excel means to you. Not only will that spur your motivation, but it will also make it easier to decide what's worth spending time on and what isn't when you set up your fitness program. I'll use a recent new client as an example. They came to me wanting to achieve a new level of performance in swimming that currently eluded them. Prior to working with me, they were swimming a few times a week, and they were doing a boot camp that met 5 days a week. The boot camp class featured the most intense workouts of this client's week. I asked the client why they were doing a five-day-a-week boot camp that was more intense and consistent than their swimming workouts, when swimming was the main goal. They then indicated that getting a body similar to that of their instructor was also a goal that was poking around in their head. Ah, there's the issue. The client wants a second goal, a body like that of their boot camp class instructor. In working to achieve it, they were putting themselves in the hole when it came time to completing the workouts that focused on their initial goal of becoming a high-performing swimmer. This person was working on two goals in the hopes of achieving them, when, in fact, one was detracting from the other. Once we got totally clear on which goal was priority number one, swimming, I was able to help the client restructure her program so any strength work we were doing was supporting and not distracting from the quality and intensity needed to do the swimming workouts. Now that the right amount of energy was focused on the workouts that will help her become a better swimmer, the client was happier too because she started seeing progress on her swimming goal. The other goal was moved off the plate for now. Yet despite that, the client actually started commenting on how she noticed and enjoyed how her body changed as she improved at swimming. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled, You Can't Have All of the Fitness All of the Time by Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. You know how Kate mentioned that her client started noticing the positive changes to her body after she refocused her attention on her initial goal? Well, that extra benefit is a very common side effect. I know I talk about celebrity trainer Mark Twight a lot on this show, but it's only because he says a lot of things that relate to what we talk about. Now, in case you're not familiar with his work, Mark Twight trained the actors to look like Greek warriors for the film 300. He trained Henry Cavill to look like he had the body of Superman for the Man of Steel movie. Obviously, these actors needed to have impressive physiques, physiques that were clearly visible on screen. But when asked about these types of impressive physical aesthetics, Mark Twight responded, quote, "Aesthetics are actually our last concern. True fitness comes from training the muscle that sits in your skull, your brain." End quote. He argues that aesthetics or having a nice physique are a nice side effect of putting in the work to improve your overall fitness level. In fact, Mark Twight's colleague, Rob McDonald, once said something so aligned with what Kate mentioned in her post, I just have to repeat it here. Quote, "If someone tells me they want to get fit, I ask, fit for what? Fitness is task dependent. You need to map things out and set a goal, whether that's to finish a triathlon or simply to look and feel healthier." End quote. Well, guess what? This is what today's author, Kate, has been saying all along. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with someone. I'll be back here tomorrow to finish up this post, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.